Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Regester.
Very sad, Dan Regester.
Hi, Ross.
And Dylan Shivery.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys.
Said my name here.
Dylan Shivery. What is it?
I'm very happy to be here.
How do you say your last name?
What's the real way of saying it?
Yeah.
It's like the word chivalry minus the L. Shivery.
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 I thought that was what I just said exactly, but okay.
It was. I'm saying usually you say shivery.
I'm just sick of the.
I'm sick of you.
And your last name.
I'm sick of your face and you wearing your.
Nope.
World champion Astros themed apparel right in my face all the time.
I'm wearing Astros socks and hat today.
You're annoying.
This is what I have to do to make myself feel better after watching the Texans. So let's start with the NFL and some very sad, unfortunate things that happened this weekend. The first of which is Carson Wentz going down and an Eagles victory to secure their first division win in like how long? 15 years? 25 years?
Watching him walk off the field and his leg just gives and like bends outward as opposed to the way it's supposed to bend was not what you want to see as an Eagles fan. Dan?
No. And we used to win divisional titles all the time with Andy Reid.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Well, Dan, how do you feel? This is your platform right now, buddy.
Well, I just...
Put your coffee down.
It was hard to leave the house today. It was hard to come into work.
You were like 15 minutes late. I was hoping that you didn't like end it all.
So
and just not come in ever again.
We don't have a final health report on this man.
We still need the
all signs point to
the MRI, but
to ACL.
Yeah.
Which is not the ligament that you want to tear.
Especially this late in the season, because then it could possibly affect next season as well. That's like a year-long recovery.
Yeah, well, it depends. Depends how bad it is.
Yeah, but my man took a hit on a play that didn't count. It was an offensive holding. Came back through a touchdown two plays later, I think, to Alshon Jeffrey. And then he kind of went into the tunnel and did his thing, walked off.
And he never to return.
Nope.
Ever again.
He's got an MRI scheduled for tomorrow. But, man, manual testing revealed that his ACL was loose. I don't know what that means.
It's not what you want.
But it's not good.
Right.
In such cases, apparently, the likelihood of a tear is high if it's loose. The NFL is a real motherfucker.
It really is. I mean, you finally, you think you have a savior. You think this might be the year.
Well, let's go through all the superstars that have been hurt.
Rodgers.
Well, here's the thing.
David Johnson. Aaron Rodgers.
Here's the thing.
JJ Watt.
Aaron Rodgers might come back.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Deshaun Watson.
The Packers might do this damn thing with Aaron Rodgers coming back.
This is a fucking... I cannot believe the Packers have a legitimate chance at making the playoffs at all, much less making a run.
After surviving that fucking Browns game.
Hey, Huntley's not so fucking bad, by the way.
Okay, but let's stick with Philly for the time being.
Yeah.
This is... What are you, 11-2?
11-2. Currently first place in the NFC.
NFC East champs.
We got old Saint Nick back. Big Dick Nick.
Westlake Zone, right down the road.
What a fucking bummer, man. What a fucking bummer. Even like, I mean, when Deshaun went down over the course of the last few weeks, I've essentially become like a de facto Philly guy.
What?
Due to our relationship. Okay. Like, I'm like, that's the team I would be rooting for if I was picking a remaining team to root for.
And it's honestly, disgusting. Carson Wentz is, like, super fun to watch.
He is.
Just him. He's like Houdini, just getting out of the pocket. He makes incredible plays.
And he looks exactly like a former coworker of ours. He looks exactly like Matt F.
Really?
Matt F.
No, he looks like...
He looks a lot like him.
He looks like Prince Harry?
Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the same person. But, yeah, no, we go from... A super or a MVP type candidate playing quarterback,
yes.
Most valuable position in football, to like a guy who is in the Hall of Fame technically, in Nick Foles. He has the most touchdown passes in one game, but he's far from like.
Okay, wait.
He's joking, by the way, about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
People.
Okay.
So don't add him.
Don't. Yeah.
No, that's an actual thing. He's in like
Okay, but a different.
Okay, he's not going to be in the hall at the end of Hall of Fame, Dan.
No. He is technically in the Hall of Fame for having the most touchdowns.
But
in
you don't
a single
say,
game.
"Yeah, I'm in the Hall Dan. Of Fame" because you have a record in the Hall. That's not the same.
There's like a picture of him in like the football and his jersey.
That's not
in no way.
His jersey is in the Hall of Fame from that.
In
game.
No way is Nick Foles technically in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, yeah, so let's.
He
stop.
Is very much technically in the Hall of Fame.
No, he's not.
He doesn't
no,
have
not.
A bust or anything, but
he's
not in
the Hall of Fame.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Jesus.
Okay, he's technically involved.
He technically holds a record
in the building that hold that cases showcases things like records for most touchdowns in a game.
Yes. So technically, he's there, okay. And he'll always have 27-2 that year where he threw 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, even though he threw about like 18 dropped interceptions.
This is the saddest shit about the day after your franchise QB goes down. Is seeing headlines like, Eagles believe they are still on track with Nick Foles.
Here's the thing.
No one actually believes that.
No one believes that.
Nick Foles is a competent quarterback, but we are no longer a Super Bowl threat.
Right. He's a good quarterback. He's not an NFL quarterback. He's actually a really, really good backup quarterback.
He's a very good backup quarterback, but he is... Like,
Carson Wentz.
With Carson Wentz, we are a Super Bowl threat. Without Carson Wentz, we are getting bounced in the divisional round.
Well, the other great news for Eagles fans is that now you get to talk about Colin Kaepernick. And for all football fans, we get to talk about Kaepernick again because, hey, guess who's in the market for a backup quarterback?
No,
because
Nick Foles knows the system, and Nick Foles is perfectly...
Somebody has to
Dan
back
has
up
to be a
Nick
backup,
Foles.
He's
so a backup to Foles?
Yes.
Foles is going to be starting the rest of the season. Who's going to back up Foles? You got to get Colin Kaepernick.
No, you don't.
He's mobile. He's got a strong arm.
He's been banned from the NFL.
This guy will not die. And I mean that
figuratively.
Don't hijack my Philadelphia Eagles segment with Colin Kaepernick.
No, that's legitimately a conversation.
The first thing that came up.
Yeah. If so, Eagles sign a quarterback, Colin Kaepernick among 8 best options. That's a headline. 8. Among the 8 best options.
The only thing that sucks, though, I mean, I'm so far removed from Philadelphia that it's still affecting me pretty bad right now. But I can just only imagine what people inside the city are feeling.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No,
the thing about Philadelphia sports is we put so much of our like self-worth and emotional investment into these teams.
Yeah.
Especially the Eagles. The Eagles are number one. That the city of Philadelphia today, nothing is getting done. Maybe for the next week, next month. I go home for Christmas. People are just going to be in worse moods.
They start their winter Christmas breaks early.
They're just in the streets.
They just mailed it in.
I mean, they
no one's going
into
work.
They've been mailing in since Thanksgiving.
A lot of people grabbing tall cans of Budweiser in brown paper bags from the gas station pre 4 p.m. today.
People are
in Philly.
People are pounding back Yingling.
Uh huh.
Yingling Light.
It's a sad day. It really is a huge bummer. And the NFL as a whole, they got to figure out something. I don't know. I don't know what it is that they need to figure out, but they got to figure out something.
I mean,
That was just a fluke injury.
It was.
I know, but it's
it was
just
him diving
into
the end zone.
Man,
nothing you can do about that one.
On a dead play, with the holding. You
we need our
back.
Players to be in bubbles like Bubble Boy, so that they can't get hurt.
No, it's just Carson's style of play. He's pretty reckless with like his body. He has no regard for mankind when it comes to his own body. He'll just throw himself for the good of the team.
That's the phrase you're looking for. We get what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Sadly, on the same day, Joel Embiid was a late scratch because his back was tight.
Yeah, I mean, people just kind
of. And I know you've swept this under the rug, but
well,
look.
What's interesting to me is, like, as well as things have been going for Dan, I mean, he's got UCF. He's got the Eagles.
Again,
the Sixers have looked
UCF.
Good.
Undefeated UCF, our coach leaves immediately after they go undefeated.
My point being, he's allowed himself, like, to just maintain this, like, things are not going to go well for me.
But he's been
much
correct.
Longer. I know.
That's what's so.
But to his
up.
Credit, he's been able to maintain it and not get too high on everything because it was going to come crashing down, and he knew it was coming, and here we are.
Yeah, I talked to the Eagles. I wasn't sure how good they were because we hadn't played anybody, and I mean, I'm not really sure how good the Rams are.
Is this life as a Philadelphia fan?
Yeah,
you can't get too excited about.
You're
shit?
Always expecting the other shoe to drop.
12-2. Zero excitement.
The last Eagles Super Bowl 11 was
11-2.
I thought that was 12.
No,
was
it's 11-2.
11?
Yeah.
Damn, when you guys, what? Have you guys ever won a Super Bowl?
We have never won a Super Bowl. Oh. So, like, my roommate tried to consult me. He's a Dallas Cowboy fan. He's just like, man, I know your pain. I feel for you. And I'm like, dude, you have 5 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
They haven't won a Super Bowl in like 40 years. Nobody gives a shit about the Cowboys.
We've never won a Super Bowl. It's been like 20. But the Eagles have never won a Super Bowl. I think that's the next big championship that's out there. Like, you know how the Cubs killed the drought?
Philly Super Bowl?
I think there's nothing out there other than like Philadelphia winning a Super Bowl.
You will sports cry, won't you?
Oh, dude, that definitely permits a sports cry.
Of course.
Well, this could have been the year, and now it's
Hey, the year is not over.
Dude, the year is not over, but we're not.
Let's wait. Let's see how the MRI
really
turns out. Maybe
okay,
it's
fine.
Maybe that ligament is clinging by a thread still.
I don't think so.
Hey,
but
maybe it's just a sprain. Yeah. It's probably a tear.
Yeah, maybe his knee just naturally bends outward like that when he takes a simple step.
Yeah, he's triple jointed.
It's just weird because usually ACL injuries are non-contact injuries. So
I know Mike Deshaun Watson had one of those.
Your Deshaun Watson.
My Deshaun.
The only difference is like you knew you guys weren't winning the Super Bowl this year. Like that was a total bummer. I get that.
No, I didn't know that. My heart.
But like you knew what your ceiling was, like maybe the playoffs. But you like
oh no,
Deshaun as a rookie,
we would have easily
won
the division. I mean, but yeah, no, I mean it's no, we had not gotten to 11-2 and then lost our quarterback. That's brutal. We didn't lose him in the division securing win with the hottest team we've had in over a decade. So no, it's not as brutal.
And the jump he made from being a rookie to a second year quarterback is just. It was astronomical.
Well, the thing that is a huge bummer with guys like this is, you, like, I feel like when Rodgers hurts himself now, you know he's going to come back and be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, he's shown the propensity to bounce back from injuries, but that's very much a thing you have to have.
Aaron Rodgers is going to come back. Like, they're 7-6. He's going to run the table, and they're going to be a serious Super Bowl threat this year.
But with the first time your guy goes down, you don't know if he's going to be the same when he comes back with an ACL tear.
And he's a mobile quarterback. He relies heavily on his legs. He just didn't, maybe
it's
not
scary,
not,
man.
Not necessarily to just like run whenever he's in trouble, but like to like evade pass rushers. He's very mobile and he's great at just getting the ball out. But this late in the season with an ACL, like it's like a year long process for recovery. I mean, this is affecting next year too.
It's very unfortunate. I know I speak for all of our listeners when I say we're sorry, Dan.
It definitely helped, though. I did have the Eagles money line, so that helped.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris Long, for single-handedly winning that game for us.
Hey, for the rest of you who won money this weekend, hit up manoutfitters.com. Use the promo code UNDERBOY. UNDERBOY. One word.
That is UNDERBOY.
Underboy.
Not
bless you,
B-O-I.
Dylan.
B-O-I.
Thank you.
B-O-I. Underboy. 15% off your whole order of $150 or more, including free shipping. If you order by December 13th on Man Outfitters, you get guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Get on there. Grab some Vineyard Vines. Grab some Patagonia. Some presents for others, for your uncle, your brother, your dad, your sister who dresses in men's clothing. ManOutfitters.com. Use the code UNDERBOY. You people are the least supportive audience in the history of podcasts.
It's actually quite remarkable how unsupportive you are.
Guess how many people used the code UNDERBOY last week, Dylan?
Zero.
Zero whole people.
Yeah.
0.0.
This came up in a meeting we had this morning, and someone suggested, oh, maybe they're just typing it in wrong. No. There's really one way to spell UNDERBOY.
We were shamed in that meeting.
Please go shop and use the code UNDERBOY for 15% off. We're trying to give away free money, and you people aren't even taking it. It's sad, is what it is. Very unfair.
Also, it's the holiday season.
Yeah.
It's time to shop.
It's time to share.
Two
sharing
more days.
Is caring, guys.
Order by Wednesday, delivery by Christmas. Get on manoutfitters.com, buy some stuff.
Share this podcast with your friends, too.
Fuck.
We need more people to listen in.
We need more now more than ever.
We're putting out this kind of content on a
our
week.
Listeners are scumbags. Basically.
Twice a week,
we have three
people.
People
are selfish.
Three hosts and zero good football teams between us. That's not fair to Philly. They're still 11-2.
Or UCF.
Or UCF.
Yeah, come on.
Okay,
the Dan's boys got won two. Though.
Nobody cares. They beat.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back to talk more NFL, the rest of the league that's not Philly. Maybe get a little less negative.
News just broke ESPN. Carson Wentz officially torn ACL out for season. So there we go.
Perfect time to take a break.
Any slim hope I had
is now gone. Mid-show. Oh, God.
Fuck.
All right, we'll be back.
How about Touching Base listener Sam Skinner, who said, I'm so confused by Touching Base, but I also need an episode every day for the rest of my life.
That's a great point, Sammy Skins. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. You know what we are? We're a podcast, and nothing's off limits.
We will touch on every base possible.
If you got a base, I'm touching it. So is Dylan. So is Will.
Listen to us. Subscribe. Leave a review.
All right, we're back. We wanted to touch a little bit more on this Carson Wentz situation in light of the breaking news that, yes, his ACL is torn mid-recording, which is, by the way, just ironic that we've had two breaking live ACL tears.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
On this show this season.
Yours was way more horrifying because it was during practice, non-contact. Nobody expected it.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thoughts out to Dak. Keep that knee healthy, son.
Yeah, I didn't
get... Both knees.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, all right, so there were L.A. Rams fans and or the L.A. people that occupied the Rams stadium chanting, like, ACL. There were people on Twitter saying that Philly deserves this.
Of course, you know, snowballs at Santa, that's their immediate response.
Okay, like, that guy, that particular guy's tweet, the guy that tweeted, hey, remember when you threw snowballs at Santa, like you did, whatever the rest of that tweet was?
Yeah.
That somehow justifies this. That guy sucks. That's a terrible take.
Oh, it's like the most cliche thing people go to with Philadelphia sports. You throw snowballs at Santa. That was 1968.
And I think your
white
response,
people did,
yeah,
way worse in the 60s.
Honestly, throwing snowballs at Santa is just hilarious.
It was really funny.
That's not even bad.
The story is, too, it was a halftime show. The Santa that was actually supposed to go out didn't show. So they pulled this guy out of the stands who was like a
much worse
than
that
Santa.
Was the Michael Irvin neck injury.
Which was what, 1999?
What's that?
He went down.
Philly fans were cheering while he was down.
While he was like on a stretcher, like being strapped down.
Well, I think they were cheering.
They were cheering when he was like getting carried off.
When he originally went down. I don't think they were cheering when he was being carried out.
Well, that's even worse, I think.
Look, the sins of a fan base do not justify the actions of another. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying they
but
do.
Also,
I don't care what Philly's done in the past. It doesn't justify
also
the mistreatment.
I was 8 years old when that happened. I wasn't like,
well, it's
most
just,
of people
it's just a dangerous road to go down. Every fan base has done something fucked up at some point. Like, now LA Rams fans, you're just branding yourselves in a bad light.
Raiders fans stab people in parking lots and kill people.
They do. Raiders fan. Every Raiders fan is a murderer.
I just remember, like, I don't know what it is, but when people say snowballs at Santa, it's just so lazy. It like triggers this reaction out of all Philadelphia fans. It's that I realized that making a joke about Dallas assassinating JFK has that response.
It's
for Dallas fans.
That's a heavy jump.
That is a more than a jump. There is no correlation between Dallas Cowboys fans and the assassination of JFK inside the city of Dallas.
Throwing frozen ice at a man dressed as a mythical present deliverer versus blowing the head off of an actual president of the United States.
From a guy who probably was not a Dallas Cowboys fan at all, it just happened to happen in that city.
Right, right. I said it tongue in cheek, but like people immediately associate the city of Philadelphia and they think it's a terrible, terrible town.
That's just not true. People don't.
Well, Philadelphia fans do have a reputation of being
right,
just ornery.
I'm fine. Like I'm fine. We're feisty people. Okay, we care about our teams. I'd rather be a hostile like environment with. Full of people who are borderline terrible, than a sports city like L.A. that doesn't give a shit about
it's a
their blue sports.
Collar town.
They're just blue
hard-working,
collar, fucking
alcohol drinking, cigarette smoking, angry
blue
people.
Blue collar, angry Americans.
And I told you we put way too much investment into our teams. Like how you feel on a day to day basis solely rides on how the Eagles, the Flyers, the Phillies, the Sixers do
sports.
And it's crazy because like, especially recently, we have not been. The best of sports cities.
No, you haven't.
Record wise, success wise.
Get the process going.
Yeah, this is.
This was it.
Saw a lot of trust the process tweets last night with Wentz.
This is your team and bad news for them. Moving on. The Jags beat the Seahawks 30-24. Are they for real?
The defense
are
is.
Are the Jags for real?
Defense is real. You see Leonard Fournette called my boy Bobby Bortles a top five quarterback. And then they went right to
Ryan. That's his quarterback. Of course he's going to say
that. Of course. But like they went to Ryan Clark, I think. I forget what network it was. Maybe NFL Network. And he was just kind of like holding back his laughter.
Look, of course you're going to say that. But by the way, Fournette is incredible.
Their Bortles defense, played well as well.
Their defense is legit. Night. Their running back is legit. Bortles is very hit or miss. I think everybody knows the truth there.
Inconsistent,
Yeah. The Seahawks are just a bunch of trash human beings. I hate them. We've discussed it many times. But the shit that went on in that game, I saw one tweet from somebody that was like, have the Seahawks ever not started a fight in a game that they're about to lose? And they seems like they do this every game they're about to lose. They're taking cheap shots at people. They blew up the victory formation.
Oh, they pulled a Shiano?
Which is the most rookie fucked up move you can possibly pull.
That's what Shiano used to do
Bennett,
in Tampa.
Noted race-baiting liar, Michael Bennett, dove at the center's knees in the fucking victory formation.
He's played the last
that
whistle.
Guy is a piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, he is.
That guy's a piece of shit. Any movement, not even just the national anthem or any of that, any movement that is associated with Michael Bennett needs to slowly distance themselves from what... That dude sucks. He's an asshole. He lies about being mistreated by the police. He dives at people's knees. Dude, that's a fucked up move. He needs to be suspended for that shit.
The whole police thing...
Come on,
the whole
man.
Vegas situation.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He saw an opportunity to, like,
you're
you know,
inciting,
further the movement.
Like, there's enough real examples of actual mistreatment that have gone on for us to use. We don't need you to make one up, Michael Bennett. Also, diving at another man's knees and risking his health when the game is over.
That is seriously fucked up.
It is seriously
fucked
up.
That should be a multi, half a season suspension. I'm not kidding. You're talking about a man's like livelihood.
Dude, that if you think about it in real terms of how much money is on the line there and
yes,
how fucked
absolutely.
Up of a move that is, it should be a multi-game suspension.
Absolutely.
It won't be, but it should be.
It'll be a one-game suspension maybe.
Fucking brutal. Quentin Jefferson tried to go into the stands. Now,
okay, I don't hate this move.
He got a bottle thrown at him, right?
Quentin threw a punch, got ejected. And again, that's just part of being a part of a shitty team, a shit morally shit defunct team.
Morally shit.
The Seahawks. But totally justified in trying to go into the stands. He got pegged multiple times with food and beverage. I mean, dude, you got to do something.
And the first time a drink was thrown at him, he was just walking into the tunnel.
Yeah.
He was not he was not
inciting
right.
anybody.
He was not instigating shit. He was just walking into the tunnel. He got something thrown at him.
So he stopped.
His response was justified.
Then he turned back and walked to the stand. Now, this is where
these guys are helpless down there. There's nothing they can really do.
No, and you can argue that he should have kept going and he fucked up. But look, man, this is a heated situation where you've just been tossed out of a game due to a fight. Fans throwing stuff at you is unacceptable.
Imagine if you're the guy who threw something, and then this dude,
all of a sudden, Quentin Jefferson's walking towards you.
The NFL lineman is trying to scale a wall to get to you.
Dude, you got to bail.
Oh, I'm out.
So, props to the security at Jacksonville Stadium for quickly climbing that wall. Guys were getting up there and getting after the people throwing shit.
It's a large man to hold back.
And for holding back Quentin Jefferson, because if he gets up there, somebody's going to die.
Malice in the Palace round two. Yeah,
somebody's going to die.
That could have gone
south. It could have gone bad.
Very, very quickly.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, props to him for, he went over there and was like, I mean, look, he was quote unquote trying to scale the wall. Like, he was really just saying like, fuck you, don't do that shit. Like, trying to scream up. If he was trying to get over the wall, he could have got over the wall. And props to him for somewhat holding back, because that's fucked up. You get hit, dude. Have we not learned as a society that we cannot throw food and drink at athletes on fields and or courts? This is a bad move. Do not do it.
It's when y'all said malice at the palace. That's how that shit started.
Artest took a beer to the face, and next thing you know, half the league suspended.
Complete chaos.
Ruined an entire NBA season. Don't do this shit, man. Look, talking trash, in my opinion, when you buy a ticket, you buy the right to say whatever you want within the realm of normalcy to the players. Like,
non-racist
you can't be yelling racist or homophobic or like that type of shit. But anything that I can say to you,
good natured
jabbing. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, come on, man.
You're a fucking loser.
Hey, come on.
You know, like, women don't like you. You'll never have sex.
We get
that type of shit.
Yeah.
You can say. But throwing stuff is a whole nother level, man.
Nah, you can't get physical.
No, you cannot get physical. Or they have the right to get physical with you.
That's how it should work.
Anyway, he's probably going to get the shit fined out of him for this, too. For
but he shouldn't.
But he shouldn't. This
he responded appropriately.
I agree. I think he's okay here. But Michael Bennett, on the other hand, should just...
I hate that guy.
God, he's the worst. Fuck the Seahawks. As always.
Has he made a statement yet about the diving
situation?
I would like to know what he says about it. If he's apologetic or if he tried to make an excuse.
This guy gets away. It's crazy. I'm looking it up. I'm not seeing a statement. I see a, why is the sports media protecting Michael Bennett?
He wears like the smallest shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They're like comically tiny.
Yeah. What's that about?
I don't understand it.
I don't know.
This guy. Anyway, moving on. Pittsburgh, 11-2, beats the Ravens 39-38. This was an exciting one.
Ravens covered, 5.5.
I got six.
Thank you, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Your boy got paid, so that helped ease the pain with the Carson news.
Yeah. Very exciting game. Great game. Much better than I expected, to be honest.
I mean, Ravens kind of blew this, right? Late in the fourth quarter, they're up 2 scores.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's also just really dangerous on offense. Like, Le'Veon Bell is no joke, neither is Roethlisberger or the receiving corps.
Roethlisberger threw for
Brown,
like
5 touchdowns.
800 yards or whatever.
Yeah. Or 500 yards?
Yeah, 500
yards. What was
it? That was a little hyperbole
there. Not 5 touchdowns, 500 yards. And I think he becomes like the...
Ravens hadn't given up.
He's
like
the first quarterback to have 3 500-yard games.
Antonio Brown had something like 130-plus yards receiving in the fourth quarter alone.
Yeah.
Absurd.
They were trying to go man-to-man with Antonio Brown like the entire game.
That strategy didn't pan out.
I think like the Ravens before that this season haven't given up like a 300-yard passer and like fucking Big Ben throws up.
They had not allowed a 300-yard passer all year. Roethlisberger throws for over 500 yards, 2 touchdowns. Antonio gets 11 catches, 213 yards. That's a lot of yards.
They finally get some offensive production out of like the worst offense in the league, and Joe Flacco puts up like 38 points.
Yeah.
Still fucking lose.
And they still fucking lost. Yeah. Packers beat the Browns. The Browns looked like they were going to get a win, man. They looked like they were going to do it and win a game.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon is somehow one of the best receivers in the game.
Here's the thing.
I don't get
Here's the thing I thought about, though. If we're looking back and to his piece in SI where he's talking about getting high and drunk before like games, going back to like high school, he's starting to play games sober for the first time since he was like fucking 10.
Yeah, this is him and his
11 years old. So
this is the most potential we've seen.
This is
him.
Didn't
he only catch one ball?
No, he had 3 balls, a touchdown, like 70 yards, maybe 69 yards.
He's electric.
Nice.
He's an electric
receiver.
Yeah, he's
very very good.
He actually has all of his motor skills now when he's sober. What are you looking at?
I'm just trying to wrap my head around. So the Browns have not won a game.
No.
So they're going to get multiple top five picks. The Browns are going to have multiple
This is them
top
every
five
year.
Picks again. Again.
That's a nice little receiving core they have, though. With Gordon.
Well, they need
Coleman.
A quarterback for crying out loud.
Kaiser he was playing well until he won. He didn't.
I keep forgetting that's their quarterback.
Yeah.
DeSean What's his Kaiser? Deal? Who's this guy?
I love that he's the young. Quarterback from Notre Dame, rookie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Notre Dame.
He fucking throws it up in his own territory, like on third down, just throws up a fucking pop up like he's playing jackpot or 500 in the backyard. To nobody.
Great game.
And
underrated
then
game.
After the game, they interview him. He's like, yeah, I was going for the win. To who? Who were you throwing that ball up to? You threw it like 100 yards up into the sky. It went about 10 yards total.
Wasn't a great pass.
And then they get an interception. I'm like, all right, that's fine. I had Browns +3. Last time I'll bet on the Browns. I think, all right, Packers kick a field goal here. We're fine. At least that's a push. No, they give up a fucking touchdown.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. And
only lost
to stay winless, it's even sadder. The Buffalo game was fucking awesome.
My favorite game.
Dude.
This was so much fun to watch.
You couldn't even see anything part of the time.
They were
crazy.
At the end of the game, like they don't shovel it any other way except for on like the yard lines.
Right.
At the end of the game, it was like 1.5 feet of snow on the field.
Guys, the dude who made the catch out the back of the end zone that went into literally like a 3-foot-tall pile of snow.
That was badass.
Incredible.
Shady McCoy with the he had the, like the game winning touchdown run. He ran like a 6'8" to the end zone. You just can't run in that.
No,
it was so funny.
Jacoby Brissett, I think, got a few intentional ground ins because he like just couldn't see his players.
Dude, there's pictures from this game that you literally cannot tell this is a football game.
Yeah,
like you can only see like one guy on the field, and there's nothing. There's no field lines. There's no stands. You cannot see anything. It's crazy.
I wonder how many total passes were there in that game. Couldn't have been many. Like 10?
I mean, it's a max. Lot of snow, man. The most snow I can remember in a game recently, in the last several years.
Ever, yeah. For me. I don't ever remember seeing that much snow on a football field before.
It was a big was weekend badass. For snow games.
Hell yeah.
We'll get to the Army.
Yeah, we had another good snow
later.
Game, yeah. Panthers 31, Vikings 24. I don't know what to make of the Vikings anymore, but I do know the Panthers are legit, and that just off of Cam Newton alone, he gives them the opportunity to make a run if he stays healthy.
Would you argue, just like talent-wise, Cam Newton is maybe the most talented quarterback in the NFL?
Yes. He, you know what? He like reminds me of some NBA players who just are so naturally gifted that they seem bored. That they're not even like fully exerting themselves. That's how Cam seems like on a daily basis.
Like
now.
Boogie,
watching him play, he's just like, "Fuck these people, man! I'm better than all these people. I'm gonna try to do a front flip into the end zone, and then I'm gonna just gun the ball as hard as I can at all my receivers." But he makes some passes where I'm like, "There's one other guy in the league that can make that throw, and it's Aaron Rodgers."
And he's so fucking big.
Oh, he's a monster,
dude. He seriously,
he's like a defensive end. It's like a small forward in the NBA.
He's fucking huge. He's huge. And he's cocky as hell, and he dresses like a psycho.
And he's a fucking idiot.
I love Cam.
But I love Cam, too.
I love him. Dude, he wore a fucking Andre 3000-inspired hat to this presser afterwards. I got to find a picture of this fucking hat. I don't even know how to describe it. Like,
you know, I have a foxtail because he started that trimmer, the foxtail, from two years ago.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
What? Not a foxtail. A raccoon skin cap.
No, it's a foxtail that he clips on his belt as an accessory. Yeah, someone sent me one. It's in my closet.
Look at his hat. Look at this. What the fuck is that? What do you even call that? What kind of hat is that? Like a Russian camel hat? It's a brimless hat inspired by Andre 3000.
No, he looked like Brandon Fraser's friend from The Mummy.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Great movie, The Mummy. Anyway, Panthers legit. Vikings, I can't tell anymore. I don't know. It's Case Keenum, man.
At the end of the day, Case Keenum's their quarterback, and he looks good, but how far can he make
But he's run? Case Keenum.
Yeah, how far can he take you?
That's kind of like the only glimmer of hope that I have as an Eagles fan is that like the quarterbacks that we're playing against, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back,
right,
aren't
great, right?
Like the best, you know?
Yeah.
It's not Murder, She Wrote, like Case Keenum. Jared Goff.
Yeah. Falcons beat the Saints 2017. Once Kamara went down here at the beginning, you knew it was going to be trouble. But the Saints offense kind of sputtered as a result. So now I don't know what to make of them either. I don't know what to make of anybody. I don't think Atlanta's good.
No. I texted you like when Kamara went down. I'm like, we're fucked because we both had
Saints.
Yeah,
we both had Saints.
Money line points. And Drew Brees throws that awful interception at the end.
What the fuck, dude? What the fuck was that?
I'm like, at least we got a field goal here.
I changed the channel because I knew we were going to at least go to overtime. And then I look at my phone on Gamecast or whatever. And
this one in the end zone?
Yep.
Falcons,
that was a cool-looking interception.
It was a badass interception. Great catch. But the Falcons are going the other way with the ball. When I looked at my phone, I was like, what the fuck,
it was like
second
down or something. It's like, you didn't have to force that, Drew.
Son of a bitch, dude. What are you doing? Fuck. Moving to the Texans. So Tom Savage goes down. Right, he hits his head. He gets pummeled in his own end zone.
What happened to him when he's on the ground?
As PGP,
I need to know.
I do not know, but it looked like a seizure.
As PGP's Dave Ruff said, it looked like he got electrocuted.
She got shot with a taser.
Okay, I don't know what happened there, and no one has explained it yet. And the NFL is trying to like sweep it under the rug, but it was the worst looking thing I've seen.
His brain went haywire
outside
for
of a guy
five
being
seconds.
Completely unconscious. His hands are up, like you see a lot of the time when guys get knocked out, their hands are kind of up and
he's
they stay
violently
there.
Shaking.
But his were like, shaking as if he was electrocuted.
He's doing like jazz hands.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't funny. It
something
was fucked
very
up.
Wrong when like
something
happened
bad
there.
Happened, and they run and the dude back the out there. What is the concussion protocol? It's just as cloudy as what a catch is. No one knows. But if he, dude, that this brought more JFK jokes. I kept seeing like PFT of Barstool said that the NFL concussion protocol would clear JFK to re-enter the parade, which is such a fucked up joke.
He's really fucking good at it.
But
he
that's
does.
Very very funny. Yeah. But yeah, I don't understand how this happened. People are all over Bill O'Brien as if it was his fault. It has nothing to do with the head coach, just for the record. That's not how the concussion stuff works. It's doctors that are clearing these guys. And at one point, Tom Savage, who, again, I think he had a seizure, he was, like, trying to get back out there, and Bill O'Brien was having to be like, no, go with the doctors. What are you doing? We think you had a seizure. I just, this was incredible. Like, I've just never seen anything
I
like that.
I want to
know
what happened.
I
want to see the report.
There has been no explanation. And they showed, like, a replay of it. It was just, dude, I don't know. I need to know.
But I mean, shouts to you, Tommy. If you're coming to Aunt Carol's surprise birthday party December 22nd, hit me up. Let me know.
By the way, this guy looks exactly like Dan.
Tom Savage?
Yes, exactly like Dan.
What?
Yes, it's fucking crazy. But anyway, so he does eventually get pulled and taken back to the locker room. And our boy TJ Yates enters the game.
Had two touchdowns?
Two drives, two touchdowns.
Started out high. It was like 8 for 10.
Which I got to say, I think TJ coming in and scoring twice immediately, granted we're playing, who were we playing?
San Francisco
who won. Who's absolutely
and
terrible.
I had San Francisco in the
you
points.
You did. Good
so
pick.
So they covered.
Good pick.
And won. It was the best of both worlds, though, because TJ just bought himself another contract with that performance.
TJ coming in and scoring twice in two drives like that pretty much buried Bill O'Brien for me. I think we're done here. I don't think this man is capable of making personnel decisions if the differentiation between first Savage starting the season, which might not have been his fault and that I'm continuing to blame on our GM, getting pulled in the first half, after the first half of the first game, for Deshaun, who was head and shoulders 4,000 times better. It could never be confused. I don't know why. Anyway, same situation here. TJ, clearly the more capable offensive leader. The offense starts clicking the second he comes onto the field. Like, oh my God, this is so shocking. What? Why the hell are we running Savage out there?
Is he getting fired?
I hope. I don't think he will, but I think he deserves to be fired, honestly. And it's not a matter of, I think the dude's a good guy. I just don't think he's a good coach. I don't think he can make the decisions that need to be made to make the team better.
I think you give him another year. I don't think you immediately get rid of him.
And I do think he probably earned another year of playing with a healthy quarterback in Deshaun Watson during the 2-3 games that we had Deshaun healthy, because he looked great and the offense was the highest scoring offense in the league.
It's always a classic move when you're like on the hot seat. You get a rookie quarterback in the mix.
I'm just saying there's some questionable shit that continues to go on. TJ clearly should have been playing over Savage. This whole seizure could have been avoided altogether. But shouts to our boy TJ. And very successful outing.
Tommy's had moments like this before, like where he's been concussed multiple times with the Texans, and he's kind of just stayed in.
The Texans as a team have had more concussions the past 3-4 weeks than I've ever seen. It is fucked. Like, we've lost most of our team. What? One of our tight ends, who's like 24, is considering retirement because he's been concussed like every week of the season.
Dude, CTE ain't no joke. They all have it.
Fedorowicz.
They all have it.
And Fedorowicz, if you're listening, yeah, dude, pack it up. Go do something else. This is not worth it. This league is fucked. You're getting a concussion every time you go out there. No more. Take your money and run.
But yeah, shouts to Teej, man. You just got another 2 or 3 years in the league.
He's doing
that performance.
It, man. TJ's, he has found the perfect formula. Just keep going to teams that are just the Texans, basically. I wonder how much they've paid him over the span of his career at this point. We've signed him like 6 times. Monday night football game is New England at Miami. The line is Pats minus 11.
Cuddy that's v. It? Brady.
Cuddy v. Brady.
In Miami, though.
Love it.
Yeah, that's how it's being billed. No one cares about this game. This is essentially a game that you watch to see how many fantasy points Brady can rack up. That's it.
Nobody. Probably MVP favorite now, right? Brady? I mean, he probably was having a better season than Carson Wentz, but I think voter fatigue. might have played an issue there.
For sure.
But I think with Wentz out of the mix,
he's probably running away with it.
Yeah.
Who else wins MVP? I don't think there's really another serious candidate that's healthy now. Rodgers missed too many games. Wentz gone.
Any
Watson gone.
Running backs.
It could still be Wentz.
No.
This is what week?
Nah. You
this
get,
is week.
There's three games 14? Left, man. Right?
He played 13 and a half weeks. He could still win it.
My argument was.
I think. In fairness, he should be able, but I don't think he will.
Brady, all things considered, Brady's having a much better season. But the fact that Carson Wentz has to overcome Doug Peterson as a coach, I think factors in that he should be the MVP.
Whereas Brady is brought up even further by Belichick.
Yes. Doug Peterson is the worst play caller in the NFL. It's not even close.
I would like to hear someone make an argument for why they should take the Dolphins plus 11.
It's in Miami. I don't know.
Cutler.
That's all you got. it's in Miami.
At least 90% of the money in Vegas is going to be on New England. So fade the public.
But this line doesn't feel too small for you regardless. Maybe they're trying to get people to think that they can fade the public and go. This is one of those reverse psychology games for me where I'm like, how is the line 11?
Maybe
makes
there's
no
a,
sense.
Maybe there's a little bit of the Patriots don't have much to play for. Brady might play 3.5 quarter type
Packing
situations.
In.
I don't know.
Yeah, but then they'll be up 35 anyway. It won't matter that he only played 3.5 quarters.
It don't matter. I don't know.
I have a hard time betting games like that. I would take Pats minus 11. I probably will. I'll probably bet on the Patriots, and they'll probably win by 10, and I'll probably lose money.
Is this Miami's last stand? Are they still kind of eligible for the playoffs? I know they're 4-6.
I have
and
no
six,
idea. I really don't care. Nobody cares.
The AFC is just so bad.
The Dolphins are bad. Yeah, they're. I got to pull it up. That's a good question.
Because I know Buffalo's in the playoffs right now. If it started today,
Miami's 5-7. I do not believe they're mathematically eliminated. Yeah. If they lose tonight, they are. I think, which might be another reason that.
Take Miami plus 11.
Miami's not making the playoffs. All right. That's probably not going to happen. Anyway. College football. Baker Mayfield takes home the Heisman Trophy.
Your boy, Dylan.
Yeah.
Austin Zone.
What else is there to say? We all saw this coming. He was by far and away the leading candidate here. He's still a trash human being, but he's good at quarterback. Whatever. I'm over it.
I liked his speech.
I didn't listen to it.
I only heard part of it as soundbite on ESPN. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch the ceremony. Figured this was the outcome. But yeah, Army, Navy, great game. Holy shit. I'm so glad I listened to Dan here.
Yeah. Army.
So I went Army plus 3, and then I went really irresponsible with the amount that I bet.
Yeah, you went quite a few units.
So I, I was in Dallas with my in-laws for the weekend and went in Dallas, bet as the Dallas do. Is that a saying?
Yes.
Look, so I was trying to keep myself entertained here, and I watched the game. It's an awesome snow game.
At the Link in Philly.
In Philly. Awesome game. And awesome result for my responsibility.
They threw the ball.
How many units are we talking here?
Five units.
That's a lot of units.
It was too many units.
Why the confidence?
No, it wasn't a matter of confidence. It was a sheer boredom.
Because it was the only game on that day?
Yes.
Did Army complete one pass?
Yes,
I think
they did.
The one pass.
At one point, it was third and seven or something. Yeah. And their quarterback, who I don't know if he's ever thrown a football before in his entire life, throws a push pass that should have been intercepted by about four different people that somehow made its way to a receiver.
Because nobody was covering him.
Yeah. It was bizarre. The whole game was insane. It was like watching a version of football that you'd think you would see a black and white videotape from the 1940s or some shit.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
It was fucking nuts.
And it was crazy because Navy, at the beginning of the game, spread out Army, and they were running three wide receivers wide, and they would just run, and they were running all over Army. And then they decided, you know what? This is unfair. We're going to stop doing that.
Their quarterback, Navy's quarterback, far and away the best player on the field.
Yes. The only player that could break one off.
I don't know how they didn't win this game.
At one point, one of the formations, I don't remember which team it was, but they ran a formation. I think they called it like a stacked eye or something like that. They had three guys, the quarterback, and then three running backs
behind him.
Yeah, but they were like literally like touching each other. That's how close they were. I'm talking like dick to butt, like right up on each other's shit.
Dick to butt.
It was so funny looking. That's a weird way of playing football that is so outdated, but
it was bizarre. The two offenses of these two teams are essentially the quarterback, who neither of which is designed to throw.
They're running backs.
The quarterbacks are running backs, and every play is which way are they going to go? Yeah. That's it. That's the whole fucking offense.
And because of the snow.
Because of the snow, they barely pitched it.
Like it was just quarterback keeper. Maybe fullback dive.
Oh, also the beauty of it is like that none of these guys, the punters couldn't do shit. We're getting like 20-yard punts off at a max. It was nut, and the field goal kickers were absolutely trash. Army's kicker is if like you ran me out there. Like I don't know. I don't understand how I assume Army is the largest branch of our military. Maybe it's not. It's a large branch of our military, the most powerful military in the world. We can't find somebody to kick a football from West Point.
Well, you got to find somebody that's going to commit 8 years of their life to the Army, four at the Academy, four after.
You know how many people do that? We need one guy who can kick a football to go join the Army, please. One guy. That kid was awful. And it was snowing on top of that. I can't even believe they went for a field goal during a couple of the circumstances that he blew.
Well, then Navy went for the win with the 48-yard field goal. It's like, there's no chance.
Yeah, I just walked out of the room. I was like, oh, this is over. Fucking win.
Unreal.
But midway through, though, we found out, though, too, about the we were both on Army. We were both cheering for him, and we found out halfway through that their quarterback had some rape allegations. And the Army,
really?
The Naval, or the Army,
yeah.
West Point kind of covered things up and forced this cadet to like drop out. So that was not cool.
Like a second quarter info bomb on Dan and I, no pun intended, that this quarterback, the only guy that gets the ball, he's had some allegations made against him, and there's some controversy on whether or not West Point might have pushed out this woman that he allegedly assaulted. So that's. We had to spend the whole rest of the game rooting for a guy that's just awful, allegedly.
That's not what you want.
Allegedly awful.
Allegedly, which is shitty, but money is money, and he's not my problem, just to be frank. All in all, though, oh, God. And then they were interviewing after the game, like him and his coach, and he's like all smiley, and his coach is like praising, like how good of a kid. It was sports hypocrisy at its peak. Not great. On to the NBA. The Rockets are still dominating the league. 20-4 now.
I went out Saturday. I think I saw Portland was up like 20 or something. Like
14 in the fourth quarter.
And then I turned around to the bar, turned back to the TV, and you guys were up by like 15.
It has become a fucking... They finally didn't cover, by the way, so the streak is broken. You can't safely bet the Rockets every game anymore. I mean, you probably can, but they finally did not cover a line. And, yeah, they went into this game. The fourth quarter, Portland has it tucked away. It's pretty much over. And, no, they come storming back and get another win. Golden State has been rolling in Steph's absence. 6-0 road trip. They're 21-6 overall. Rockets 20-4, best record in the NBA. Cavs 19-8. Spurs 19-8. Celtics 23-5. That's it. I don't think there's any other significant NBA news to discuss.
Nah, I don't know how serious the Embiid back stuff is. But
Kawhi might be back tomorrow. Embiid, we don't know yet. Stiff back, that's like impossible to tell.
Let's get this golf thing out of the way real quick.
Not out of the way. This is huge news.
This shouldn't be huge news, but the fact that it is shameful.
This might be.
So
this is breaking your heart, Dylan. You can't call in anymore?
No, this is unbelievable. So golf, PGA, you can no longer, as a spectator sitting at home, call in to report rules violations, which the fact that you were able to is an absolute travesty. But this happened, I think, the LPGA recently, right?
Yeah.
I think to Lexi
crushed
Thompson.
Yeah, some Thompson. Absolute loser was sitting on their couch and noticed that someone picked up her ball. Well, she marked it. She picked it up, and she placed it down like a half inch away from where it
improperly
originally
marked
was.
It.
and no one notices. So someone called in because they're an absolute loser and reported this.
And they watched the replay.
And she had to...
they doctored two strokes.
Took a two-stroke penalty. And the fact that this even has to be like a rule is a joke.
They right? They did this too with a few years back with Tiger at the Masters, right? When he took a drop, and I think it went forward, and somebody called that in.
Okay, here's my question: why even watch golf anymore if I can no longer call in to report?
Can you imagine
violations?
Picking up the phone like, no, I'm not, she's not getting away with this.
Where do you get the number?
I don't know. Who do you call? Is there a PGA hotline? You're gonna report this shit?
Also, you were able to email in rules violations as well.
Anyway,
not just call.
Imagine being like the phone lackey.
You can no longer
take
do
these
this,
calls,
which I fully support.
It's got to be a
rewarding obvious
job.
Yeah, this never should have existed in the first place.
Human
but
error
also,
has always been a part of sports.
It's
you're
tough.
Not going to catch everything. Balls and strikes are going to be called differently everywhere you go. It's just, you know.
And as part of the new rule, all of these different tours, PGA, LPGA, European PGA, Ladies European, blah, 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 they all have assigned one or more officials to now monitor video broadcasts to help identify rules issues. Why didn't that exist before?
They didn't have a replay booth before?
TV's been around a long time, man. This isn't a new invention. I'm just...
Yeah,
just
but is this
weird?
This person can't watch all the action at once, though. If they're just watching like the telecast version of it, it's just... Like
the fact
groups.
That it's not 10 guys watching 10 right. different feeds is
they
crazy.
Should have no one behind camp behind watching a screen, in my opinion.
Just
you,
let
you,
it.
You can't
just,
watch. You can't watch all every round of golf, right? Every stroke. That's too. You can't do that.
I
it's
think
impossible.
There's also an argument to be made for stuff like that. You know, her ball being placed a half inch away from where it was supposed to, type of thing. That the controversy stirred up by potential rules violations that are not called and or caught will be better for the game. Because people talk about that controversy. Controversy sells.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. If Tiger fucks up something, never gets punished, everybody and their mom's going to be talking about that on Monday. So I'm with you. Why is anybody watching these things?
It's stupid.
Human error, bruh.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a fun little headline for the golf community.
Sorry to guy who calls in. Who? There's got to be like 7 dudes nationwide who were just like, they're just so upset this morning because they can't do this anymore.
It's like dorks. Guys in their 50s. Has to be, right?
You're sad. It's sad people.
No kids.
It's guys who, you know, are like clowns at kids' birthday parties and shit.
No. I don't think they're watching golf.
Oh,
I don't think that's
point.
A demographic.
Yeah.
Like mid-50s, Viagra commercials.
You're thinking of just normal white guys who hate their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big news on baseball.
Yeah, Stanton. Giancarlo Stanton. Traded to the Yankees with a shocker.
A lot of conspiracies.
What do they get in return?
Whole lot of nothing.
Obviously, they're shedding a contract, but what do they get in return?
They got some prospects and shit, you know?
Not top prospects, I don't think. I think it was, from what I've heard or what people tell me, it's just they got a whole bag of nothing.
So they cleared up.
They got fleeced.
They didn't get fleeced, but they just cleared a bunch of money off their payroll.
A lot of conspiracies, too, now that Jeter is the Miami Marlins baseball operation guy.
Yes.
A lot of conspiracy theories that he's just kind of making the Marlins the Yankees farm system.
Which is insane. The Marlins traded Giancarlo Stanton to the Yankees for Starlin Castro, who's a second baseman. And 2 minor leaguers, Jorge Guzman and Jose Devers. And the Yankees are taking on $265 million of Stanton's $295 million salary.
So that's why did it. Yeah.
Well, okay. Was he like demanding a trade?
There were in talks with him being traded. I think it's just the new ownership and the new...
I don't think he was thrilled about the situation there. So I think he was probably like... I'm okay if you let
me
go.
I know he said I'll waive my clause for X teams,
yeah.
Like for these teams or whatever. But
I think they tried 2 other trades beforehand, and he was just like, nah. And then they're like, all right, the Yankees.
So now when you pitch against the Yankees, you have to face Judge and Stanton back.
So one of them is going to protect the other. So like I would put probably Stanton behind Judge, so you have to pitch to Judge so he doesn't strike out as much.
You know, as a world champion – World Series champions, Astros fan. This just doesn't concern me all that much.
It should. It should definitely concern you. Especially if you have to play in that fucking clown of a ballpark that is Yankee Stadium.
I just feel like, you know.
Clown car. It's very small.
Clown car ballpark.
Yeah, clown car ballpark, yeah.
I all in all, exciting to have the Yankees loaded up with a bunch of super. You want everybody to hate the Yankees, right? Like,
I think it's good for baseball, yeah, when the Yankees are more hateable.
When they have star power, yeah.
Because they were, like, this year, for whatever reason, they were kind of endearing.
They were likable. It was fucking insane.
Weird. I didn't want that.
I don't
want
to live in that world. This is good for me.
But I do like Stanton, so it's...
I don't know. You put a Yankees jersey on a guy who just won the home run.
How many bombs do you get next year? 80?
68.
He's going to smash
Bonds'
record.
68 home runs.
You know he's 6'6", Stanton is? I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
so
now
Judge
both
6'7".
These guys are enormous. It's like 6'8", 6'6".
He's a large man.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Micah, what do you got?
I'm just glad the evil empire is back.
It is nice.
And to quote Bill Simmons, his tweet, a quick recap, Jeter bought the Marlins using mostly other people's money, completely gutted them, pushed out a lot of longtime employees, and traded their once-in-a-generation player to the Yankees.
That's a Red Sox.
Boston people
right
are fucking fair. The worst. The Yankees are now evil, but I hate Boston fans even more because of this. All their conspiracy theories are going to happen.
Bill Simmons is could not be less important to me at this point in my life. He went from like the coolest writer on the internet to sports pundit that I wish would just shut the fuck up. And I can't unfollow him on Twitter because I feel obligated. But shut the fuck up, Bill.
He's
shut
not even on my radar.
Up.
You feel
I don't
like a long term loyalty to him?
I feel loyal to him. Like I have to continue to follow him, but his takes are shit. The Boston thing is worn out. That's a perfect example of like, just shut the fuck up, Bill. Jeter did not intentionally, he didn't buy a franchise with mostly other people's money just to destroy it as some kind of Yankees hero that he's
collusion.
Like, that's insane. That's an insane take.
The Yankees also named, Aaron Boone their manager, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's relatively new news that I don't think we've talked about.
They also sold a final scouting report of Derek Jeter for $102,000 in an auction, in a Heritage auction last night. An original one-page report with two carbon copies.
Why would someone spend $100,000 on that?
People have too much money. Some people just have too much goddamn money.
That's stupid.
And a lot of New Yorkers have in Manhattan. That's like 2 months' rent.
I mean, the thing was, in New York City. Written like, 20 years ago. It's like not a big deal. Stupid.
Jeter has some real dick sucker fans.
He's the captain.
Yeah.
He's the number captain. Two. Derek Jeter, yeah. Number two.
What's his salute? What's the kid do? The hat tip?
Oh, the respect?
Respect. With a two instead of an S?
Yeah.
Are you a Derek Jeter guy?
Who is that kid, by the way? Is that
I don't know
son
what I am.
I'm not really. I'm so indifferent on Derek Jeter.
I'm a fan of the.
I don't care
I'm
about
a fan
Derek
of the.
Off the field Derek Jeter?
Yes.
The gift basket?
Especially the urban legend that is that he says, yeah, Jeets.
Like, he is nothing for me.
That he says Jeets when he's. He calls himself Jeets at all, much less when he's having sex and or masturbating.
I don't buy that.
Come on. If that was confirmed, how could you not be a Jeets guy?
Yeah, but other than that, that's all like urban legend. Like him as a person and like interviews and stuff, he's just so bland.
But the gift basket thing was real.
No, that's confirmed.
The gift basket was tight.
The gift basket's confirmed.
That was awesome.
I don't know. I'm Team A-Rod. Over Jeter.
Oh, at this point, I am most definitely Team A-Rod. I don't know how he did it, but it's one of the greatest brand turnarounds we've ever seen in sports or not in sports, on or off the field.
I was kind of pulling for him being named the Yankees manager, but...
You know what it reminds me of? Like the turnaround from Justin Timberlake from NSYNC guy to where he's at now. Like he went from like when we were in our teens... And he was fucking all the hottest women in the world. We were like, fuck this loser and his
like
curly
his
hair and his
bleached hair.
His doofus NSYNC hits to Justin Timberlake's like a cool ass dude who hangs out with Jimmy Fallon and makes jokes and like is one of the most lovable American humans. A-Rod went from the douchebag in New York who did steroids, lied about it repeatedly, kissed himself in the mirror in a photo shoot,
had a giant portrait of himself as a centaur over his bed,
does fake tanning, dresses like scum,
had like this weird controversy with like transsexuals or something.
There's been a lot. He went from that to incredible commentator, dating Jennifer Lopez, and somehow extremely likable and knowledgeable.
I'm all in on A-Rod and J-Lo.
I don't get what happened.
That's a power couple right there.
Yeah. It says more about J-Lo than it does about A-Rod, that she's dating A-Rod. The man is a weirdo.
She's significantly older, right? She's like almost 50?
What? Well, he's 42.
Yeah, I think she has some years on him.
She's 48. And let's be real, J-Lo looks about 15 years younger.
She looks better with every year.
She is killing it.
Dude. Yeah.
Like a fine wine.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm looking at pictures of J-Lo.
Do we need to leave you alone, Russ?
Yeah, turn off the lights and leave the room. Oh, God. All right. The hotline number is 800-392-6344. That's the Backdoor Cover hotline. You can call, ask us a question, leave us a rant. We'll play all the best calls from the hotline on Thursday. There have been people doing rap battles in there of late. We had a good question last week.
Give us more good questions.
That would be great if we had some good questions to answer. 800-392-6344 is the hotline number. Call it.
Jake from St. Louis, I know you're going to call because you always do. Maybe ask a real question this time.
Yeah.
He usually just says things.
Please, Jake. We would like a question.
Just ask a question.
Ask us something. I mean, you could say whatever you want, too. Just ask us a question at the end. Shouts. Shouts to Tom Savage. I don't know what that was, but I hope you're okay.
Shouts to Teej.
Shouts to TJ Yates, who stepped in, and also shouts to TJ for saying stay safe out there the remainder of the season.
Teej gets perpetual shouts from us, though.
Teej, throw the ball out of bounds. If there's someone breaking through the line of scrimmage, just fall over.
Like Eli
there is
does.
No reason to attempt, yes, much like Matt Schaub used to, much like Eli still does. There is no reason to put yourself in danger here. This team is shit. We just need you to go out there and do what you can.
Yeah, you got golf to play in the offseason.
Yeah, do what you can.
We know this.
Do what you can. Get that money. Go take care of your family. Play some
golf. That money.
Do not. But there's no reason you should be running past the line of scrimmage at any point ever. I don't care how big the hole is. Dump the ball off. Do not run with the ball.
But if you must scramble for a first down, slide way in advance.
Like 6 or 7 yards in advance. Of the closest player.
Yes.
Yeah.
When in doubt, just throw it up to DeAndre Hopkins.
And yeah, just, I mean, you know the deal.
Protect
I think
that
both
brain,
of his
man.
Touchdowns were to DeAndre. He's just throwing the ball.
Did
it's not that hard.
Did you see his tweet last night in response to one of his teammates?
Who, DeAndre's?
No. James, something James. Anyway, one of his teammates tweeted Julio and Antonio, or something about them being like the best in the game, whatever. And TJ responded, and he goes, ... and Hopkins. Like, don't forget your teammate, dude. Who's also one of the best receivers in the league.
Oh, God. No, I did not see that.
He got a fave from me. Shouts to TJ.
Fucking A. Any other shouts?
Yeah, shouts to Carson. Get better soon.
Shouts to all Phillies fans, man. This is what we got ourselves into in the
NFL.
I am
not shouting Philly fans.
And shouts to Big Dick Nick. The team is in your hands now, so.
I guess that's what you're calling
Nick
Foles. You
know, Dan routinely comments on the size of
he's got a piece.
Athletes' penises.
No,
I don't
Nick
know how
Foles.
You
routinely does this.
Nick
do
Foles has
Nick
a notoriously Foles? Big dick. Google it.
What?
I'm not Googling that.
Nick Foles' penis. Is this for real? Like a legitimate?
Yeah, it's a legit thing.
Okay. Wow.
First Google search.
Here's apparently Nick Foles has the biggest dick on the Eagles.
Good for Nick.
Nick Foles apparently has the biggest dick in the Eagles locker room.
Good for Nick and Nick's girlfriend/wife. I don't know what his situation is at home.
Or boyfriend. Or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
Whatever you do behind closed doors.
Or open doors.
Sure, that too.
We're done. This is it.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Goodbye.